AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Ukraine's prosecutor general says a mass grave near a church in Bucha contains approximately 67 bodies. Meanwhile, a missile struck a train station crowded with people trying to flee the fighting in the eastern Donbas region. The governor of Donetsk puts the toll at 50. Our Charles Deladesma reports global food costs are soaring because of the Russian invasion.
The UN Food and Agriculture Organization says prices for food commodities like grains and vegetable oils reached their highest level ever last month because of the massive supply disruptions the war is causing, threatening millions of people in Africa, the Middle East and elsewhere with hunger and malnourishment. The FAO says the war in Ukraine is largely responsible for the 17.1% rise in the price of grains, including wheat and others like oats, barley and corn. The organization adds, clearly, these very high prices for food require urgent action. I'm Charles Deladesma.
In Washington, an emotional Ketanji Brown Jackson is celebrating her confirmation as the nation's first black female Supreme Court justice.
Wiping away tears on the South Lawn, Jackson said it took 232 years and 115 justices.
But we've made it.
Drawing huge cheers as she said the entire nation can be proud of a big step toward perfecting the union.
In my family, it took just one generation to go from segregation to the Supreme Court of the United States.
Jackson called it the greatest honor of her life and thanked President Biden, who stood smiling alongside after calling this a day history will remember.
We're going to look back and see this as a moment of real change.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Stocks are mixed on Wall Street but appear headed for a losing week. This is AP News. SpaceX has launched three businessmen and their astronaut escort for a week plus at the International Space Station.
The businessmen paid about $55 million apiece.
AP correspondent Marcia Dunn reports it's the first all-private crew.
This is SpaceX's first private charter flight to the space station. These four men are actually going to dock tomorrow, Saturday, with the International Space Station and have a stay there for more than a week before splashing back down.
And there will be more private flights.
The Houston company that arranged everything, Axiom Space, this is just the first of many such flights that they're planning over the next several years. NASA is helping private companies like Axiom set the stage for having private space stations, and NASA would be a customer of many on those commercial space stations.
That's the AP's Marcia Dunn, and I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.